On ABC Local Radio, you're with Rod Quinn. Time to talk health and fitness on a Saturday morning with Professor Gordon Lynch from the University of Melbourne, or as he prefers to be known, at Gordon S. Lynch on Twitter. Please, please tweet Gordon and let him know what you think or suggest some ideas for our future shows. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning, Rod.
This morning we're talking about muscles, and it's an interesting question, is why muscles get sore after unaccustomed exercise, but not when you train regularly. It's interesting that people say, oh, I exercised and I've got muscles where I didn't know I had muscles. You know, you feel them for the first time, don't you?
Yeah, and that's a very nice sort of way the body is telling you that you've actually done perhaps a little bit of damage to the muscle, but not necessarily a harmful damage. We need to distinguish between exercise related soreness where you've been off your training program for a while, you haven't done exercise for some period, and then you go back and you do a workout, what you might normally do it very easily, and the next day or the day after that, you feel really, really sore. And this is a very different sort of soreness than we're talking about that occurs sort of immediately with a bit of a serious injury. And the reason, you know, this delayed issue, this peaking soreness 1 or 2 or 3 days after the initial time you did the workout, is why it's called delayed onset muscle soreness, or simply DOMS. And DOMS usually occurs when our muscles have been used in a different way than normal, but especially when they've been used as in a braking action. So slowing down, you know, if we're running downhill and we're slowing down, our muscles are being activated, but they're actually being stretched as well. And that internal damage to the muscle, it occurs on a microscopic level, can lead to things like inflammation and so forth. But the actual muscle within itself, within those muscle fibers, the microstructure within the tissue, is actually breaking down and repairing and becomes stronger. It's all part of the adaptation process. So the idea of a delayed onset, that's a very interesting signal in itself. It's not something I would say should stop you from doing exercise, but you may have to sort of back off a bit while the soreness is intense. But it's a very interesting concept, this delayed onset muscle soreness.
Okay, so when you say delayed onset, how delayed is it? Is it 5 minutes after you exercise? Is it while you're exercising? Is it, you know, an hour or two later or a day later? When you're talking about delayed, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, typically it's certainly not occurring as you're doing the exercise or immediately after the exercise. What we're talking about here is 24 hours later or 48 hours later. In some people, it peaks 3 days later, and it's the muscles are sore to touch, and in terms of the inflammatory markers and so on, they'd be peaking around that particular time. So there is a delayed period from which you've been doing the exercise, and it's all about the muscles being used in a different way than they've been used before. And that's what we try and do with a training program, is that once a muscle gets to a particular stage of adaptation and it's comfortable in doing that particular intensity of exercise, it's not going to grow any bigger or get any faster or whatever unless you challenge the system even more. And when you start to tweak the variables of your training program and you're working a bit harder or lifting more weight and so on, that's when your muscles can start to feel again sorer than they were before. And that is an indication that, well, you've actually done a little bit more than the muscle was used to. So it's about recognizing that this is a very different thing to injury. This is a normal part of exercise and a normal part of muscle adaptation, a normal part of training. And so it's making sure that you're aware of that. But also, after you recognize that it's not going to be too bad, thinking about, well, how can I perhaps alleviate it a little bit to get me back on track a little bit faster? But it's usually, I would say, a signal to say to you, you need to take, that's the reason why we have days rest between training bouts, is to allow the muscles to recover. If you don't allow the muscle to recover properly, you actually could go backwards with your training.
Oh dear, that's why I'm taking a gap between training sessions, about a year at a time. The thing is though, Gordon, when you do start to feel this muscle soreness, a lot of people might think, hang on, have I done something to it?
They will, especially if you're new to exercise. But once you should sort of be reassured that if it's not a serious injury, this temporary soreness will go away within a day or so. It will clear up, it will start to diminish in intensity and so on. If it's not, then that's a warning sign to think, oh yeah, I've done something more sinister here, and you need to seek medical attention for that. So there is a clear difference between doing something seriously wrong or the normal sort of delayed onset muscle soreness. In some cases, it can be very painful. I've got some horror stories from my own thinking, oh yes, I'll go back to my training. I might have been through it when I was a student and I hadn't done any training because I was doing exams. And so I went back and did a session thinking, yep, I'm right. And the next day I could hardly walk. And it's because you haven't used the muscles in that same way before, or it's a long time since you've done it, and they say, hang on, I'm not ready for this. And it's a warning sign, but it's also part of the adaptation. It's not something necessarily sinister. It's actually part of the normal response. And you know, scientists are trying to learn more about what's causing this sort of soreness and why is it, in fact, that the next time we do the exercise, the same type of exercise, we don't get as sore. So this is a very interesting, it's called the repeat bout effect, that when you get used to your training, your muscles are reacting less into that, then your muscles are not going to be as sore the next time you do the exercise. And that's part of the adaptation, and it's very interesting from a physiologist's point of view is to understand why our muscles are getting essentially better at adapting to those in things.
Gordon Lynch, our guest, talking health and fitness and muscle soreness this morning. So is it kind of like an immune system, that the more you do it, the more likely you are to be immune to this kind of soreness and you don't need to worry about it?
Well, it's an immune response of such, and that's where the latest research comes into this, Rod. Because scientists have been trying to work out what's causing this reduced soreness phenomenon, that is the repeat bout effect, while we're feeling less sore the second time round, we have known that the immune system may be playing a role in the way muscle repairs against that first damage. But a very recent study just been published in the journal called Frontiers in Physiology, and it's from researchers at Brigham Young University, and they've shown for the first time the presence of a special type of white blood cell called a T cell actually infiltrating these damaged muscle fibers. And their study is the first to show the presence of these special T cells in human muscles in response to these sorts of exercise-related muscle damage. So what it suggests, what their data have shown, to taking muscle biopsies and doing all these sophisticated analyses, they've shown that the presence of these white blood cells called T cells suggests that the muscles become more effective at recruiting the immune response the second time you do the exercise. And so they actually facilitate an accelerated repair of the muscle. So in other words, the muscle is sort of, I don't sort of like to use this term remember, but it's sort of remembering the first damaging insult, and it reacts in a way that is actually a heightened response and actually is better able to repair the muscle from that insult. And so the repeat bout effect with the inflammation and so on, the soreness aspect could be related to this immune response, this better immune response, this heightened response that enables you to adapt and respond better the second time around. What they actually showed, Rod, was that the inflammation may actually be even higher after the second bout. Now, that's a very interesting finding. That's something I wasn't expecting. Okay. But there's a disconnect between the inflammation and the ability of this immune response to work so effectively. And it really speaks very interestingly to this concept of using anti-inflammatory medications, because when we feel our muscles sore, we might just say, I'll pop an anti-inflammatory pill and the pain will go away. What it could be suggesting is the use of these anti-inflammatories, especially if you're using large doses of them, could be interfering with the normal way the body responds to exercise, especially in terms of this muscle repair following damage. So you've got to be very careful. It's a very fine line between we need an inflammatory response, we need these immune responses to do their job in order to heal the muscle well. If we interfere with that process through excessive anti-inflammatory use and so on, we could be actually interfering with the normal repair that we really are counting on with our exercise response.
What about getting a massage, for example, or some kind of physio treatment, that if it's your legs in particular, after you've been for a run or a walk or whatever, that are causing you the problem, what about getting some kind of a massage or some sort of work on them? Does that help in any way?
Many people do that. So some of the things that you might do if you're feeling really sore, I mean, yes, anti-inflammatories may be necessary if the pain is really excessive. So that would indicate to me that you've done something that perhaps you shouldn't have done. You've worked too hard, or you haven't allowed sufficient rest between sessions and so on. I think I would recommend not aggravating the injury that you may have by doing another bout of intense exercise. You can do a low intensity exercise like walking or riding a stationary bike and so on, keeping the muscles working is fine, just dialing back the intensity. But in terms of the massage and other things, you might want to apply ice. Okay. Sometimes you might want to apply heat to the muscle. They're one of those medicated creams that we can have. Some people like to stretch, and that sometimes helps to alleviate the soreness. And massaging these affected muscle groups gives some relief to some people. In other cases, and it's people that exercise regularly actually look forward to this DOMS, to this delayed onset muscle soreness. They look forward to it because they know that their changes to their training program have actually been effective. Now, we've got to be very careful about that, because that you need to listen to your body very carefully. You can't always be working even harder than you had before, because the body needs a time to respond and adapt properly so it doesn't get injured. But certainly regular exercisers will say, oh, gee, I feel sore after that session, like a day later or 2 days later, thinking, I really did a good job at last session. And there is an element of truth to that, as long as it's within the realms of making sure that it's a normal adaptive response and not an injury which is caused by the wrong sort of technique or something that's gone awry. Mm-hmm. And I think there's an important distinction, but I think this latest research raises some very interesting possibilities, especially about the disconnect between the inflammatory response and especially these important T cells that have been discovered now to be enhancing the muscle repair. It's a really interesting finding and something that I think we should learn more about, and it'll certainly help modulate our training programs and enhance the way that we can get the responses from our hard efforts.
And T cells are something that we heard about certainly with HIV, that T cell count is very important there. All that what you've been talking about is great, though, and that is after it's happened. What about preventing it? How, when you are working out or going for a run or whatever it is that you're doing, can you prevent this delayed onset muscle soreness in the first place?
Yeah, look, I think to minimise the chances of getting delayed onset muscle soreness, I think the key is to increase the intensity of your exercise program very gradually. Typically, you'll get DOMS if you sort of ramp it up too much and too quickly. So if you're starting with an exercise program for the first time, or you're coming back to exercise after an extended layoff, I think it's very tempting to do more than exercise than necessary. So I think if we scale it back, ease into the program slowly, gradually increase the intensity, that allows the body a better chance of adapting in a way which won't be excessive in terms of the sort of micro-trauma within the muscle and leading to this delayed onset muscle soreness. Make sure that you warm up properly before exercise, cool down properly. And I really think that one of the major things about delayed onset muscle soreness is that if you get it, I think it's not something you should be worrying about. If it's strictly DOMS, the pain usually subsides fairly quickly and you can be back exercising in no time. But if the soreness continues and you're not able to perform everyday tasks, and if it hasn't cleared up within that sort of 1 to 3 day period and it's extending for that longer period, you may have something a little bit more serious than delayed onset muscle soreness, and you need to get that checked by your doctor.
All right. Gordon, thank you very much for that. We will talk again same time next week.
Look forward to it, Rod. Thanks very much.
Gordon Lynch, Health and Fitness.